This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino. And
hello.
We are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. Nick, I had a realization today.
Yeah.
So every now Thursday.
Self-absorbed.
No, I found that out a long time ago.
That's
but
fair.
Every Thursday, I come in the morning. I start to gather the show together, get all the clips. We have a Slack where everyone sends in clips that they find from the week before.
Yeah.
Joey wants to show you stuff or Andy wants to
show
you stuff.
Joey's usually dogs. Me, usually dumb like karate videos.
So that's the thing is that I want to bring up is... Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 times, I'll click your link and it's gone because it violated some TOS
of
somebody.
Oh, yeah. Most of it's like super violent.
Then don't send them.
Oh, I didn't know that's going to happen at the time. If I'm looking at the video, it's clearly up.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like I'm going back into the archives to piss you off. Although, occasionally,
I'm just saying
I do
like,
send you links.
Your taste, though, is like, it's very telling. That
oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's just not safe for
I laugh
the internet.
At horrible shit.
Yeah.
I also occasionally have taken to Google searching horrible things and then sending you the link to the Google search.
I have noticed that. I have noticed that. And God, I don't even want to tell you
favorite.
The words. Because, you know, it's like the random ass bullshit of a URL. So it'll be like google.com/ random letters, and then it's just like
two words that you
like,
can't say.
Yeah, two words. I can't even give you one of the words, even though one's just like an adjective. It's like
one
what's
of them
like
was dirty.
Yeah, like imagine one's dirty, and then what else could he have looked at?
And
I don't
you,
like
you
three
do
options.
That also while I'm recording, while I'm trying to read ads on screencast, and I know you're doing
trying
that.
To read is the
no.
Good
see,
way
that's
to put
the thing. That's
yeah,
fair.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks
but it's
for
but here's
that.
The thing, man. Here's the thing. It's just like training for a war. We got to put you. You know when they make people crawl through the barbed wire and they have bombs that go
like
off
in Cadet
next to
Kelly.
Them? That's what this is. It's like G.I. Jane. You are our G.I. Jane.
Reading ads is not easy. There's a
it's
reason
not hard.
Why I called you Two Take Timmy. All right, we
it's
used
not
to
hard.
Record ads. You would always take two takes.
No
two takes.
Now he nails it.
Now though,
now he nails
why don't you
it.
Just let one of us read the ads on screencast?
No,
I'll read them for you.
Because then he won't get better.
I'm a co-host.
He needs to get better. He needs to improve. He needs to be the best of us. He needs to be our G.I. right. Jane.
Yeah, you got to be our Demi Moore. A little
speaking of Demi fucking
Moore. I want to talk about what happened to Demi
Charlie's
Moore.
Angels, dude.
Oh, is she back?
No, she's not back. But like the trailer came out today.
Oh, did it?
And
how's it look?
Sure,
with Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
The most compelling of all actors on the planet.
It's weird. So directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, that's good.
She's in it.
Listen, Elizabeth
Stewart
Banks has been producing, and I think, I don't know if she's directed Pitch Perfect, but she's had a hand in producing Pitch Perfect. So she can do
she
a comedy.
Did three. I think she
did
directed
she do
three.
She knows her shit. I'm
and
fine with that.
It's just the tone of it's weird because it's... It is Charlie's Angels, but it's not the 90s Charlie's Angels.
Right?
And the thing that I appreciate most about it, though, is it does feature a new song. But it's not by Destiny's Child, which is kind
that's
of upset. It's very upsetting.
Bullshit.
God, what a
fucking slap.
They should have just remixed it and called it a day.
Just
but
put it on the movie.
They put out a new song called, I think it's called Angels. It's by three women. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
Never thought I'd want those three together.
Oh,
I was wrong. It's awesome.
You know what that reminds me of? You know when you used to go to the ice cream shop and you'd be like, they'd be like, well, how many you want? One scoop or two scoops? And you go two scoops.
Yeah.
And then you were a dumb fucking kid. And you'd always pick like two flavors that your parents were like, that doesn't go together. This kid's not going to like both. They're going to mesh together. It's going to be gross. Imagine if you put a third scoop on top, but instead of meshing together to be gross, they mesh together to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Like dark chocolate, Superman, and
just
cookies
cold,
and cream all
beautiful
together.
Taste.
I'm
in your
dude.
Mouth.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, ice cream
like
is such a complicated
caramel,
balance.
And you're like, what?
Because you're right. You need two things that like kind of go together or
you can't
stay.
Like, you can't do mint and caramel. It doesn't go together. You see what I'm saying? But mint and chocolate. Right?
Yeah.
Caramel and chocolate and vanilla. Now we're seeing behind the Matrix curtain.
See, my thing
we're
is, I'm a big fan of the mint chocolate chip flavor.
See,
the green one.
I
like the green one. I don't like it when it's the white one. You know?
Bullshit.
What's the point? Why are you going to call them the same thing? They're different ice creams.
Because you're just getting too much fucking chocolate with the white one. You need mint.
I totally agree. But I like it at the bottom. You know? So I need to verify to them. I want that as the first, the layer, foundation scoop. Then I'll get crazy on the top. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes a rocky road, sometimes something with fucking peanut butter.
Dude, Rocky Road and peanut, I mean, Rocky Road is, when I discovered Rocky Road as a child, I was like, where have you been all of my life, Rocky Road?
Rocky it's Road beautiful. Is kind of just the like, what's the sandwich that just has everything in it?
Just the everything sandwich?
The Dirty Joe, Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
The Sloppy Joe of ice cream.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll take that. I'll take
not
that.
Into it.
What do you think Miley Cyrus has been doing for the last 3 years?
I mean, she's been putting out music that was trying to be more wholesome and stuff, and it didn't work.
Miley, man. I like Miley with the big, like...
What do you like Miley with?
Remember when she came out with those, oh, like, the fake boob chest plate on?
Yeah.
And, like, the dildo thing? Mm-hmm. That's my Miley Cyrus.
She's hashtag been on The Voice for my like, Miley the last Cyrus. Couple seasons, right?
Has she?
Yeah, she's doing The Voice. She's also in Black Mirror.
Yeah, but when you do The Voice... Let's be perfectly honest about The Voice, man. Okay? Maybe, people do The Voice because they're tired of actually working real, like, really work. They just sit in that fucking chair, and they're the... They hit the button and it turns around, and that's just what you're like. You're not a real musician.
To be honest, that's only like 2 or 3 weeks of work for them. You know?
Yeah, but that's like, that's just a way to stay in the public eye without actually having to make real music. You know what I mean? Garth Brooks or whatever the fuck the guy's name was that married what's her butt? Gwen Stefani. Not Garth Brooks.
No,
Blake Shelton.
Yeah, who is named like hottest
Adam
man
Levine.
Of the year,
my
like,
Adam Levine is everyone gave him
he
shit.
He quit The Voice.
What's that?
He quit The Voice.
Yeah, because he probably was like, I'm tired of not being a real human being. I got to go make some real music. You know what I'll do?
Where's Cardi B at? I need to make a song with her now.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? No, you know what I'll do is I will go and I will make the world's most benign halftime show ever. That's what I'll do.
Yes.
And he did that, and everyone was like, stop. Just stop.
Yep.
I want to jump straight into some other news for you.
Let's go.
Here. Let's get right into it. This one, it's going to be weird. I'm telling you right now. But there is a, good Lord. Can we not do this right now?
Do you have to log in?
Why
do you have to
Why? Log in? Why? I watched it
log
earlier.
Log in with Facebook.
It's sensitive content.
Well, don't
Don't show it yet. I want to see what Tim's password is.
No, don't.
Pee-pee house 24. Wet pee-pee 24.
I remember like our teacher would always have like them logging Jesus in on like the screen in the front of the classroom. And they would always say like, look down. Don't look at my password. And it's like,
really?
It's just coming up as black dots. We're,
yeah, we don't
it's
know
not
what it
show
is.
Us
but we just
password.
Know it's eight or it, nine things,
see,
right?
It used to show the letter that you were inputting. But they've changed it.
Yeah, they were smart because people were like, if they just look, they could figure out what the word is.
I noticed. What are we searching for here?
I don't know, but I'm in it. I just saw the word Pornhub pop up, and I'm in it. Oh,
no.
No,
we can't show that.
Yeah, we definitely can't show any of this shit.
Yeah,
no.
We can't show any of this.
Too far. God damn it.
Literally...
This article fucked everything up. Why won't you load the one that's actually safe for work?
Just try and load it.
All right, hold on. We can just bring this up.
Yeah.
Bring this up.
We can. We won't.
I'm not going to scroll, Kevin.
Kevin? There it is.
All right, start scrolling.
Belle Delphine, I'm going to say.
Delphine?
Delphine.
Sure.
I don't fucking know. What the hell's her name? I don't know. Belle Delphine is an Instagram star who often posts not safe for work content. Might be in the midst of a coup d'etat. Content, coup d'etat.
Yeah.
So pretty much she was like, if I get this many retweets or whatever, I'm going to start making content on Pornhub.
Yeah, I'll show you my choo-choo.
No, well...
Kind of.
So she hit it. So then she made her Pornhub, and she's essentially doing what Belinda does with the Disneyland stuff, with the park.
Did she make that
series.
Public yet?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think it is. I think it's still private.
Well, she's, I mean,
she needs to make it public.
She's posted it on her Twitter, which is
great. Perfect.
Public. So with that stuff, it's essentially like parodying porn videos.
Yeah.
The
I
thumbnails.
Love it.
She's doing the same thing where it's like stroking two massive cocks. And it'll be her on a bed with two fucking chickens. And it's like, how the fuck did you get the chickens? Like, her level of commitment to the ridiculousness is scary.
That's amazing.
You're going to need to look at it later, Nick.
I'll definitely. I'm sure I'll look at it much later and forget that we talked about it. And
people are
I'll
very
enjoy
upset
it.
About it, though. Because really? They're like, we were like, you promised us something. And we're not getting it. And the entitlement in the comments is horrifying, to say the least. But her videos... are so
good for her.
Bizarrely funny to me.
That's good.
But the thing is, then you look at her Instagram and Jesus Christ, she did not need a Pornhub to like.
I mean, just
get
based
any of that
on
stuff.
The ones. If you scroll down on this Mashable article, I can tell you very with all assuredness that you do not. She does not need a Pornhub account. If you're trying to look at her, and
bring this up, Kev.
What are we bringing up?
Just the same thing that was supposed to be up the whole time.
Cool.
Well, yeah, but I hit it because I thought you were going to slide down.
So I don't know why you'd think that when I said
because
I wouldn't.
So
right here, if you want some more information, just Google that name.
Yeah.
You'll find whatever you need. explore Delphine. The internet on your own terms.
Yeah,
you know,
she,
with your own Facebook.
Let's put it this way:
I
didn't look at them very hard, but I remember distinctly a lot of electric tape on nipples.
Yeah,
there was. Which tells you everything you need to know.
Did you read what the tape said?
I didn't get that close to it.
Cut off, Kev.
Cut off, Kev. Now we'll scroll down. Oh, it says "fuck me." That's what it says. Yeah.
All right.
How is she a cosplayer? This is my question.
I don't.
It's not cosplay if you're literally not wearing anything. If you're just wearing cat ears and nipple tape that says "fuck me," not cosplay anymore. Yeah, you're doing porn.
So, in other news. There's this thing that's been going around this week that everyone's doing called Pokemon Fusion. It's been around for a while, but it made a resurgence this week, Nick.
Okay.
And everyone's trying to find out what their partner Fusion Pokemon would be. So all you got to do is you hit random. You enter your name.
Okay.
Hit go.
Okay.
And then you get a Pokemon. Okay. So we're going to do it for you, okay?
Okay. People in the chat saying, Nick, don't cosplay shame. I'm just saying, if your hand's down your pants... You're cosplaying with yourself. It's not cosplay anymore.
So, Nick, your partner Pokemon is Polyon.
Polyon.
It's a mix of a Poliwag and a Jolteon.
Why does Polyon look like he's opening his mouth to accept something in it? Why does it look like a Swiss roll in his mouth? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's
well, not his mouth. That would be
I guess it's called, his mouth's actually the little
orange thing.
Nose-looking thing.
What the fuck?
Because like it comes from this guy down here,
That's his nose, though, isn't it? Is that his nose slash mouth?
Yeah, you know.
I'll
take
clear.
The Jolteon. That looks cool. That looks like it's like a caffeine Pokemon.
Kev, go to this.
Oh, that is his mouth. Yeah, ew, he's got a little mouth.
He's
like,
so cute.
Why
has
he got
him.
A little like a little pink
he's
mouth?
He's like
a tadpole.
Oh, man. It
a
looks
polywog.
Like Polywog. Okay. Kind of looks like when like.
What's it look like, Nick?
Nah, I won't go into that. That's
oh, God.
I hope everyone's listening to this at work with headphones on because I'm especially dirty today.
He really had a lot of energy.
Look at I like the one with Nick Cage on it. Go down. That's great. Is that Nick Cage? It looks like Nick Cage.
It looks like Nick Cage.
That's 100% Nick Cage.
Yeah, that's great. That's mine.
So
that.
Let's see what Kevin gets.
So when I was seeing this, it was just open it and it like automatically generates a random one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the one I got.
Let's see what Kevin
gets. I saw yours. That's just a random one.
No, I didn't post it.
That's what I'm saying though. Unless you put your name here.
Got it. Okay.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't
yours.
Matter. It's not your. It's not your Harry Potter house. Yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the like.
I love it.
Little growths going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's perfect for Kevin. It's like his beard. It's just unruly.
You're a piece of shit.
Now, here's what I'm saying here. Here's what I'm saying. What do we have to do to get Kevin to shave a mustache and keep it for a week?
I don't think there's anything you can do.
Because that picture of him with and Andy, where he has the mustache as the milk mommy,
I hate it.
Is
why do
the
you
best.
Have to, why do you have to say mustache?
Because it's a
mustache.
You know
what's interesting? When I opened it last time, yeah. I got Electabuzz as one of them.
For audio audio people listening, he got Mabuzz, which is Electric Buzz, and Machamp.
And it sounds... Nah, it doesn't.
I mean, it looks like Kevin, though. Big forearms, you know?
He does got...
Squatty wrestler forearms. Position, like he's
but
about
I,
to
I
fucking
got,
shoot it on
I
you.
I got Jinx and Electabuzz.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And damn it if it didn't look just like Milk Mommy.
Okay.
Oh wow, Tim. This is
which
great.
Is called Fable and Nidoran male.
Look, it's got that nice,
I feel like
that nice
hardly
light.
Trying with this one. They
it's got that nice light blonde hair like you have.
Like they
I
just
hate you. What? Where's it? There's not even blonde hair.
I just for audio yeah, listeners. Just, it's just it's the audio listeners. It's all about the goddamn audio listeners, you know.
And how you play them. Let's see who else. Let's do Greg Miller. Let's see what he has.
Oh God, it's gonna be just a fat Oreo cookie. Just a big old Oreo cookie.
Oh, what
okay.
The fuck?
What the fuck is this?
Nidorina and Feral. That's actually kind of dope.
That's
looking.
Amazing
like a
looking.
Dinosaur.
The
fuck
head
you,
looks
Greg.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I like
but
it.
You know, it's like Greg.
I like that he's got a little.
The Feral wings, but they're blue. That's
no,
dope.
No, no,
it's got a
no,
mohawk.
The mohawk.
Yeah,
the
mohawk.
Yeah.
But it, you know what it looks like? It looks like a when you used to blow up like a latex glove and use it as a chicken head.
Sure.
Do you ever do that when you were a kid?
Do you ever put the condom on your head?
I tried, but my head's too big, apparently.
What?
I'm just joking around. I don't know.
Oh.
I remember Howie Mandel used to do that. He used to put the condom on his head and then blow it up.
Yeah, like yeah. My friend Mateo growing up did it, and it was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen because he put it on just going,
yep.
Next thing you know, it's this giant ass thing
yeah,
with a little
huge.
Fucking tip.
I remember, I forget what it was, but I think it was health class. And this is either in a movie or this happened in real life. You know, it's all a blur now, but I'm pretty sure the person that teaches my health class was like, you know, the number one thing I hear from people as to why they don't want to wear condoms is because they don't fit right. Like, you know, they're too big for the condom, and she would take it and like fucking put her whole arm in the condom and be like, if you're bigger than this, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem.
Big dick
and
problem.
I was like, well, you know, then I got a problem. You know what I'm talking about? Which is no one wants to have sex with me.
This is Andy's B-tuck.
Yeah.
It's like a tuck and B-drill.
This makes sense.
I hate this,
this
one.
This makes sense. Lickitung is the nastiest fucking Pokemon on the planet. It's
so cool.
It's so
gross. Let's see what Barrett gets. I'm upset he didn't get Lickitung.
Yeah, that makes sense for Barrett, though.
Scyther and Nidorina?
Scyther's fucking cool, man.
Look, Scyther's so fucking
Yeah, but Nidorina's not cool.
Can you make Scyther?
No, Nidorina's the weird, like, puberty.
Just type in Barrett's first name. Maybe it's just first name based.
No, no, no. Can you just have Scyther combined with Charizard? I want to see what it looks like. Both variations, please. Oh, now switch it. Now switch it. No, no, just there's a switch button in the middle. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't know about that one.
So, what did I get?
You got Nidorina mixed with Scyther.
Interesting.
Or Scyther mixed with Nidorina.
When I did this on my own, I got a Geode, which was Geodude mixed with
Voltorb.
Voltorb.
Electrode.
Electrode. And it was just a weird, just like rock
just
circle.
I don't know. Let's do Cool Greg. Oh no!
Yeah,
nobody screenshot this and send it to him. He's not gonna like it at all.
Everybody's gonna screenshot it.
Please screenshot this and send it to him.
Oh Jesus!
Wait, and also, so, just like, if you hit and tag go, Iggy Azalea in it as well.
If you hit go again, is it just another random one?
Yeah, it's all just random. Shit.
I wish it was like tied to like your name.
Oh dude, some of these are hell.
Andy, Mewtails, Meowtails. What Cut the hell's a Meowth? Pokemon is so dumb.
You're dumb.
Pokemon's dumb.
All right, we are officially 36 days away from Hops and Shaw, which is crazy. 36. That's not much at all. Like, I remember back when we started this beautiful show, it was many, many, many more days than that, right?
I'm excited.
I remember
for this.
When it was over 100. And here we are, 36 days away from what is sure to be the greatest movie of all time. And we're blessed with an exclusive entertainment.
Why is he just
weekly
the car?
Exclusive?
Because he's a bad guy, motherfucker, dude. Kevin. If you're not watching Luther, you should watch Luther. It's good.
God. Anyway, there's a whole exclusive up right now with a whole bunch of new pictures.
Oh.
So let's look at them, right?
This is a good looking crew.
Look at this whole video. Look at, you can pretend he's riding a motorcycle.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then look at this cover, though. Look at these guys, man.
Yeah. I could easily say that. That's a good looking cast of dudes. And I respect that two of them are bald. I'll say that right now. It's giving me hope. It's giving me hope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm are Jason they bald Stephen. Or are they choosing
to I'm so happy.
Hair?
Look at them.
They're both bald.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. If you look at The Rock through the years with his hair, he went bald pretty quick. And Statham just has no hair up top.
I'm so happy that they're bringing in more of their family. It's just so stupid.
Do it, bro.
I mean,
it's dumb.
The series is about family, you know?
It is, man. They're even in the spinoffs. They're
family.
Proving it. It's going
to
be great.
I respect The Rock's commitment to the Heather Gray t-shirt. He is part of the club, and I like that. I like that a lot. What are we looking at now? Oh, God, yeah. I like this.
There you go. Look at you holding control down like a
Look
bro.
At you. He All finally right. did it. He didn't want to say he did it, Kevin.
This comes from TS Degenerate on the Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
They just posted this and just said Milk Mommy.
Yeah.
I love it because, wow, this really does capture the essence of Kevin Coelho,
you know,
in every way.
We've had a lot of dumb inside jokes, okay? We've done a lot of stupid shit that have just gone away. They've fallen by the wayside, you know? I can't think of any right now, but I'm sure the chat can.
The wrestling horse.
But what I'm happy, the horse wrestling was one of them. The Great Wall of Kevin was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Shock and Awe was one of them for mm-hmm. Kevin.
Geostorm
podcast. Wheel Spin was one of them. But I'm very, very excited that throughout them all, the one that has stuck with our community, the one that really unites us like a sticky, sticky puddle of dried milk that just sits there on the floor of a grammar school and you step over it and it makes that sound... You know, as your foot goes over it, the Milk Mommy has stayed
you
with
nailed
us.
It. You nailed
How
it.
Did
and
you pull
like that
out so easily?
I like that we are still holding on to the Milk Mommy forever. Forever.
But, how is this God. Even news, though? By what standard?
What are you talking about news? This isn't a news show.
This is in another news section.
No, not anymore. We always
this
end
this isn't
that,
Tim Wants to Show Nick stuff.
What do you mean we always end that?
With Hobbs and Shaw. Is this the first week we've done this show?
I don't know.
The two directors are like, I guess. So what section is this now?
Tim wants to show Nick stuff.
Okay.
What does it matter? It's Internet Explorers.
Time codes. It matters for time codes.
All right. Moving on.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Whose Child Is This is the name of this one. God, this is great.
Let's go.
It's so funny.
Audio's not coming out of the TV.
Wait, the audio's not coming through?
No.
Sometimes it doesn't do that. The HDMI port.
You need to switch audio settings.
What is this? I don't understand this. What is she holding?
It's like a toy, like a bubble tea.
So he can suck on it?
Yeah, you need to... it should be set to the right one.
The audio is coming out of the TV itself.
It's coming out of this TV, yeah. Oh. Maybe it's muted on your side, Kevin?
Maybe, yeah. Try it again.
This fucking kid, and he misses it.
Yeah.
He misses it.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
What the fuck is his problem?
Small children are dumb, and they shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Well, like, I love that his mouth...
What?
You're right, Nick.
Just saying it, right?
I'm glad they're not allowed to drive.
Exactly. We made the right choice on that front.
So this one's been going around. My brother's actually the one that sent me this.
I like that.
It's just called Watch to the End.
Oh, no. Does he eat it? Don't eat it. I hope that dog doesn't eat that iguana.
He's caught an iguana.
Oh my god, he's going to rip off the tail.
Yeah, he is. Oh, no. They grow back. We learned that in Spider-Man 2.
And just life.
No. Call ass, little man. Get the fucking body.
Oh no, this thing's terrified.
All ass.
This nigga here.
Cut the tail!
This nigga here caught an iguana, bro. He played with the goddamn iguana, bro.
This guy's very, very excited to watch his dog do this.
Look at this.
That's so fucked up. The iguana's about to throw up on itself. Jesus, let's just kill me.
Oh my god, you ain't shit, bro. It's a real live iguana.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Now who's got the upper hand? The iguana has the upper hand. Call off the SWAT team. What's in the box?
Damn, that iguana got
Got the better of him. Oh, bounce house stuff. Right,
now, here we go.
Now, Tim, you know how much I love dumb kids and bounce houses, right?
Yes.
And like trampolines.
I love this clip.
What a fucking
idiot. This one was, this is what happens when you let kids go outside and not just play with their phones.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, they're going to double bounce him. Oh, yes. That was amazing.
Here's my thing.
That kid lived beyond that?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Then they run off. What do you think that their next trick is?
I think they're like, we nailed that one, guys. Now we got to up it for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I like that wow.
They were prepared.
They had
the
mattress.
They were ready for it all, man.
They're like a weird Cirque du Soleil those school.
Those kids are definitely gymnasts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes right. to this. I say yes to this.
It's very stupid, and this is like, I don't usually like showing people fucking with people and doing jackass type
right,
stuff.
But if
these
it's
guys,
fucking with people at Walmart,
they
I'm
very
fine
much
with that.
Are. They're like riding these go karts in a Walmart or whatever. But there's a payoff.
Yeah.
Someone just leave. Whoa. He said we can leave.
Listen, it's ridiculous. You guys know you.
He told the guy to leave. He said we can leave.
Dipshit.
It's ridiculous.
How
do
they get those go-karts in there? That's amazing. That was amazing. That was amazing.
Oh my god, it's really...
Here's my thing. I feel like... Because people get away with this shit because there's just not enough of people that care to actually go and call the cops and get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to say. I feel like it should be legal when people do shit like that for the other people to just hit them in the head with a really hard club. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Okay.
I think that should just be like,
that's just the rules.
It's just the rules. Hey, you know you're gonna get away with this, right? But there's a 5% chance someone's gonna beat you in the fucking head with a baseball bat.
And it's left.
I'd be okay living in that world.
Kev, can you bring up this next one?
Yeah.
So this is the stuff you learn on Facebook. So here you see
Tarzan?
A clip from the iconic Tarzan movie.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we see where his hands are.
Yeah. There's two hands. So how's he holding on to the vine? with his asshole. He's got the strength of 10 kittens in each butt cheek.
This drawing is so good.
That's so fucking funny. That's so funny. I like the check mark, like it's approved.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That's amazing.
God, it's so funny. Cut off, Kev. Oh, you got it.
That's really,
you
really good. That's
good.
That's really good.
Oh, no. All right, so this one. Well, actually, hold on.
Wait, why is it just the thing that says HeroCast?
I lost the link.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, people in the chat are saying, yes, they agree with me. I agree, right? Because, like, here's the thing. Enough asshole YouTubers and Viners and fucking Instagram. They all go out, they try to fuck with hardworking people. I think it's totally fine because they're going to get away with it no matter what. Just let those people occasionally mace them in the fucking eyes. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Just every once in a while?
Not every time. I'm just saying to balance out the scales of justice, one person in every Walmart gets to carry a fucking, just a, like that bat that Negan had, you know?
Lucille.
And just bam! Not kill, but like brain damage. But after
damn, to the
just
head.
One of them, so that the rest of the friends have to like take care of that friend forever and see what could have happened to them when you fuck with Walmart.
Fuck.
These are hardworking people, and if you're going to be an asshole and go and fuck with them, not saying that I haven't shot in a Walmart before for a vlog and fuck with people, but
hey,
I'm saying
they were super cool.
I would take that
they
responsibility.
Were super cool about.
And we bought the Pop Tarts, right, Kev?
We bought so many Pop Tarts.
So it's not like we weren't buying stuff in the Walmart.
Yeah.
So this next one. Is amazing. It's labeled the best tag team combo since the Hardy Boys.
I have some real questions.
Oh, I've seen this. This is fucking great. This is so funny.
Like, these motherfuckers, they must have planned this.
I saw this in a jiu-jitsu forum because it looks like a takedown. Boom, fuck, man. Shit, that sucks.
This is fake, right?
No. How would you fake it? These are dumb little kids.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
You can't
thing.
Fake
I
little
mean, these
kids.
These are obviously actors. They're little people.
I don't
and
think
it's
so.
All planned out.
Wow.
No.
Twin little people. That's
well, no,
what they found
out. They
don't
have to be twins. We can't see them.
Kevin, they were wearing the same clothes.
Kevin,
the same clothes.
You wouldn't dress two
how
people
often,
who didn't look like each
how
other. Like,
often do you see twins?
Do you know how many times
identical?
I want to dress up like Barrett
they're
so we can
forced
be twins?
To. They're only allowed to.
I'm just saying.
They're not twins if they don't.
I think we should call in Andy, the fake expert. And he can identify whether or not this is fake.
Look, Andy's nieces are twins.
Andy's not an expert
true.
On anything.
They dress
true,
the
also.
Same.
And they dress the same. I've never seen them not dress the same.
Are they actually twins?
And, you know, I'll be honest sure. with you. Nine out of ten times, Andy sure. and I dress exactly the same on KFAF because we don't coordinate our jackets. And we wear the exact same color combo.
James and his twin sister, they're twins.
That's gross.
Did you know James has a twin
no,
sister?
No, but that's gross.
He does. It's a true story.
I don't want that. Although one time I met Kevin's sister. And she was
they're
like,
not
hey.
Twins.
She's like, I'm Kevin's sister. I'm like, oh, I know. I can tell. You all look exact. You guys look like twins.
We have good genetics.
It's crazy.
Said, oh, I know.
Like, I looked at it. I was like, oh, my God. It's a female Kevin. This is weird.
She's also like 70 pounds lighter than me.
Yeah, but she was like super nice. And I was like, oh, you're not related to Kevin. You're not immediately giving it's, me shit for something dumb. Why aren't you
her,
making fun of me for something stupid that I can't help?
You bumped into her while she was
I can't
working.
Help.
Man, she gave me free candy. It was the best. I was like, you're
not,
the best Coelho.
That's not who she normally is.
I was like, you're the best Coelho.
This one's just called Needs More Bell.
On this thing. Look at him.
Oh my god. Dude, there's so much about this video that's perfect. The dog sticking just the little tongue out.
I love these two dogs.
And the one white one concentrating super
just
hard.
Loves it.
Play it now, again.
I don't know if Joey.
No, wait, before you play it again, here's what I'm going to say. Okay. Do you see the joy that brought to the room?
Yeah.
Two dogs, two canine animals. Now, you tell me if you put two of those fucking Satan spawn cats in this, that we would have the same amount of joy. I'd call you a fucking liar. I'll call you a liar to your face. Dogs bring joy, cats bring nothing. But chaos and havoc and sorrow.
I just want to say I'm really glad that you're back on the hating cats train.
I've never been off it.
Joey, did
it
you see this video?
It was a little while. You're like, okay, yeah, they're fine.
I pump the brakes a little.
Yeah,
we're gonna watch
the brakes.
I want you to double down,
Joey. And Joey immediately starts laughing.
It's so good.
It's the one on the left. The one on the right's really concentrated. The one on the left is just on acid. He's gone. He's gone. He's
they're
in a different
their
stratosphere,
roles, man. Oh, man.
In the chat, number 87 says, Nick, the cat hate is a real turnoff. You know what? I'm sorry. No. Not everyone can. And I don't want to be attracted to everyone. I have to be
bro,
me.
Get soft. You
okay.
know what I mean? Get
I
soft.
I have to get me. Okay.
Get soft?
Yeah. Like, I don't care that he's not.
You want me to get soft?
Right. No. He said it's a real turnoff, and I said,
gets off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with you being limp right now. But guess what? This next video?
Gets soft.
This might get you erect. Let's watch this.
No, it won't.
I mean, like, excited.
Can you do another video? Yeah, it's what if it doesn't involve fucking 30
That's fair.
Kids?
That's fair. Go to the Needs More Bell again. Let's do that one.
I'll go to this one.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying.
This is me if I was a cat.
Can you control
the What do you want?
Can you make it bigger? It just, it's so much white space. There you go. See?
See? This is what cats do. Do you see the dog playing with the iguana in the last video? This fat cat's just like, I don't want to do any of this shit.
But like, I just relate to this cat so much where it's just like, I see the problem. I know I need to deal with it. And then I have to look around like, did anyone see that I have to deal with this? Mm-hmm. No. Or else I would just walk away.
You see Kevin steal your food. Kevin runs away.
And I'm just like,
No, but this is very much like, I think you should handle this.
No, but this is Kevin, the camera guy.
Honestly,
this is why I admire and respect Tim. Mm-hmm. I would see this and go, we have to take care of this rat. Tim looks at it and like, well, the rat's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to take care of it. I'll focus on something more important right now.
That's not real. That's not how problems out of mind. Get fixed.
But Tim does that sometimes where I'm like, Tim, I think this is a problem. And he goes, you know what? I don't think it is. And 9 out of 10 times, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
That's not true. That's
and that sound in my car. It'll go away.
He has diabetes for like the last 3 years or something. You
know? Who, this cat?
Well, then I'll die eventually, and it won't be someone else's problem.
And also, let's put it this way: if Tim had diabetes, he'd chug, and then Gia would just make every meal for him, and that's what it would happen. HelloFresh.com/
Kind of funny.
Sure.
I don't know.
Or morning.
Okay, now back to this.
All right, let's watch this one. This will not
look at this
do
little girl taking basketball no. so seriously.
No. I would no push her
like the
push
strength
her.
Of number 11 to just deal with this.
No, number 11's about to cry.
She doesn't even have the basketball.
Hey man, she's guarding.
She's D'ing up, man. That's what Andy looks like when he tries to go against someone taller than him. Huh?
Why do you have to be mean about people's heights?
Well, maybe Todd was right. Hashtag Todd was right. Hashtag
he redeemed himself to Todd.
Well, we'll see about that.
Damn.
She's going in. All right.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening here.
It's great.
So the caption is,
friend, if I order a pizza, how many slices will you have? Me.
What is that thing?
Chinchilla.
Oh, that's cute. They're really soft, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, let's get an office chinchilla, please.
They clean themselves in like sand or some shit, right?
It's like a powder.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow. It's like a dry shampoo.
They're like allergic to water.
They're allergic
that's
to water?
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Not a great animal. Because they're up from the Andes Mountains.
Andy has mountains?
Yeah, the Andes. That's where the little mints come from. They just grow right out of the mountainside. What do we got next?
What's happening here? You know what? I want to show you.
Let's do that quarter of VFX thing. That sounds fun. Why the flock?
So this is the Tim wants to show you stuff. So Andy's been talking about this a lot recently. Yeah, yeah. Corridor Digital.
It's fun when Andy like talks about other creators and he likes them way more than us. You know what I mean?
They're better than us.
I know.
They're almost all better than us.
Can't everyone just lie to me?
They're doing this new series called VFX Artists React to Bad and Great CGI.
This is
the fourth episode that they've done. And it is fantastic stuff. And this episode, they actually got Andrew Kramer.
Oh.
Who is from Video Copilot.
I love Andrew Kramer.
An industry icon when it comes to
that dude taught me like literally half the shit I know about After Effects.
And it's awesome. And it's a really cool series where they just break down different scenes and like what's good and what's bad about them. They do like the opening scene from X2 of Nightcrawler like popping around.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
And it's like they try to break down like how much of this was practical and how much of it was added. Was there actually stuntmen go like what are they doing here? And it's really, really cool stuff. Highly recommend it. Go check it out. It's on Quarter Crew's channel. Their BTS.
God, how many subscribers does their behind the scenes channel?
Almost 2 million.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Also shout out to my boy Ren, dude. Doing big things. I met him back when he was like 18 years old.
I'm so jealous of this office they have.
Mm.
That's what I want so bad.
It's still the one next door to Freddie Wong.
Is it?
It's still insane. This is the office complex that's in the alley. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Crazy
Good
shit.
For that, man. Why would you
go check them out? Now I know what I want to do. It's been a while, my friends, since we brought out the Cool Greg effect.
Oh, yes.
And the reason it's been a while
he
is because this motherfucker privatized or whatever the hell, hit his protected his shit.
Yeah.
So I can't retweet. But more importantly, I can't copy a link to his tweets.
Here's what I love about Cool Greg is that most of us go, hey, it's good to have a big following because we can, you know, monetize that and it gets us more popular and allows us to do bigger and better art that we want to do and entertain more people. And Cool Greg goes, nah, I'm good. If Cool Greg could somehow simultaneously shut down his social feeds, but also still interact with like Worldstar, I think that would be...
He would do it. But there was some gold this week that I was like, you know what? I got to find a workaround. Sorry, I screenshotted a lot of things. What's up, Kev?
Nothing. I'm just worried that he's going to stop tweeting because of these.
You know what? If we cause that... He won't.
So you should be able to click on the first one and then full screen and then just right and left.
Here we have... Stretching is so fucking underrated. It just feels so good. And it's for the free. Crazy.
You didn't need to put the word the in there, but... It really sells it.
Nah, dude, it's for the free. Yeah.
But like,
I will say this, Cool Greg. I did yoga with my wife yesterday. It's something we do on a weekly basis for date night. And it felt real good. So he's not wrong. We did a deep half stretch. And I was like, I'm actually feeling good for the first time in this stretch. So I'm right there with him.
Yeah.
Right there with him.
Stretching does feel good.
Stretching does feel good.
I feel like lifeguards are never on duty. What the fuck they be doing all day?
So true, man.
It's true.
It is true. Have you ever seen a lifeguard
at
on
a pool?
Duty?
Never.
Yes.
In Santa Cruz, Tim. Think about like during the summer day, they do have lifeguards chilling.
I've never seen someone in the thing. I just see an empty.
You can smell the sex
that the lifeguards are doing with each other in that thing, and the beer and stuff. Cause you know they party in those things at night.
They do party in those things.
I've never seen one. The worst is when you go and when they put up the sign, like the venue puts up a sign because they're too fucking lazy to hire a lifeguard that just says no lifeguard on duty.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking die.
It's up to you.
That's what's going to happen.
Live your life or don't.
Your life.
This one, oh my God, it hit me to my core. My phone is a lot like me.
Yep.
It can handle a lot, but sometimes the simplest shit can confuse it. It completely shuts down.
He's such a treasure.
He is our
local national monument.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
What does any of this mean?
You just heard treasure, thought national treasure.
Well, I was gonna say national monument, but I just don't think he's gone national yet.
He's not.
I think he's a local treasure,
a local monument.
We need to take care of him, make sure he's got a clean, fresh coat of white paint so someone can tag on it.
Here we go. If someone is ever talking to you and they can't remember the word they're trying to say, just blurt out antenna. And they usually are so shocked and confused, they don't even finish their weak-ass story.
Yeah. See, this, here's what I don't like about this. Okay?
Has he done it to you?
He has. I don't like that somewhere in his subconscious, he thinks my stories might be weak-ass. I don't like that. As you know, I want Cool Greg to like me.
And for some reason...
Out of all the people in this office, Cool Greg's respect is the one I value most.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the one I get least.
I don't think so.
You don't get a lot of respect from anyone here.
Every once in a while. Here's what happens. Well, Kevin doesn't respect me at all.
No, God, no.
But I think Kevin loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You, I think, respect me 50-50 sometimes. Most of the time, you're like, no, it's just Nick. Well, just Nick, it's Nick. Barrett. Jury
I lost
still
respect for myself when I started working here.
You did. When you accepted the job, we were like, dumbass. You left a real company with real healthcare. Cool Greg occasionally will be like, dude, that was really cool what you did. But then every once in a while, I'll say something that might be a little erotic for him. And he just goes,
he doesn't like
it. You said something on the KF podcast earlier this week where he like did a double take.
He walked
and gave you like the nastiest fucking like, what did you just say?
We had a great podcast this week. We talked about partying stories.
Oh, it was fun. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We talked about smoking weed. It was fun. It was a good one.
So growing up watching the Brothers Garcia on Nick had me wanting a tamale for like 4 years straight before I finally tasted one. And it wasn't from my abuela either. It was at school's May 5th day, so it didn't really hit how I was expecting it to. Like, there's so many elements of this. First off, Brothers Garcia.
What
a pull.
It is the
second
best.
Off, he calls it May 5th day.
Yep.
Hey, I mean,
not Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, Cinco de Mayo is not a real thing, you know?
It is, though.
Yes, it is.
Cinco de Mayo
it's
is
a real thing.
May 5th day is not.
I could see, like, some school, like, calling it that, though? Like, just being
not our schools
weird.
In San Francisco. Really? It was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, you got to respect the Cinco de Mayo, man.
I guess from Ohio, I could see them being like, oh, it's May 5th day. What?
You know, so then he posted this picture.
Yeah. God, is that blonde. You?
That yeah, is me is. On the right.
What?
That's his when natural, you look, wait, that's so, okay. His natural blonde hair, though.
When no, you look at yourself,
see, this is when I was blonde.
Here's the thing: I want to judge you so hard for this.
Yo, it's fair, dude.
I'm not going to, because if you saw pictures of me from when I was that age,
yeah,
it's worse.
So this is me and Cool Greg when we were. I must have been like probably 14 here. He was probably like 12.
Where is this?
This is a train station on the way. We're going to Tahoe.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys doing in Tahoe?
I don't fucking know. Some bullshit. But yeah, what I love about it is look at Cool Greg flicking the camera off like a badass. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Both of us in jorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, no, I mean,
they're Jordans, but like they weren't like official numbered Jordans. These are like team Jordans, which like, what the fuck was I doing? Shout out to the Echo shirt, though. I want an Echo shirt so bad. Just one that fits me now. Yeah. Just with the Rhino, man.
I think you could just Google
it. Pretty sure you
could
buy those at Target or Walmart.
No way.
No.
Echo? RIP, man.
Did it die?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is not like this anymore.
Yeah, probably.
But you
can
just buy it in the store.
Yeah, everyone's like, so when I was younger, I used to wear Stussy a lot in like the 80s when Stussy was the shit.
Yeah, Stussy came back.
And then it kind of came back, and then it started being sold in like Target. And that was when I was like,
did it?
I think so. I think it, like, Massimo and Stussy had a run in like, those were the shit back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, if you wore Stussy, you were like, wow, this is the shit.
And Stussy's cool. Massimo.
Massimo used to be the dopeness, and then it came, and then it was like, no, we're going to sell out real fast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, just goddamn this picture. But then there's an even better one that Cool Greg posted. And he's put, how many Pikachus are in this picture of Tim? So this is me when I was 9.
What? Okay. So here's, I'm going to, okay.
Let's break it down. Let's break it down.
The answer
is 5. There's a Pikachu here.
On the cover of the magazine, yeah.
Yeah, and here.
Wow, you look like Cool Greg so much in that picture. It's crazy.
Yeah, look at my hair, though, dude.
Here's what I'm going to say about this. I respect that you are wearing some sort of pant that has a zipper at the ankle.
They were windbreaker pants.
Sure, of course they were.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you did a lot of exercises that needed the windbreaker. But I will ask a question that I think is on everyone's mind right now.
Yes.
What is going on with the Build-A-Bear over in the left corner?
It was just a lamp, dude. It was like this was like my childhood room. So yeah,
that's just left over from when you were scared
Oz,
of the
like,
dark.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
and I just use it as a light to be able to read my sweet Toon magazine.
Hell yeah,
you know what I mean? That's how EGMs and Nintendo
are those all,
powers
yeah, I was gonna
down
say,
here.
This have to be Nintendo powers.
This
right?
was an expert gamer. I remember it
naturally,
vividly.
You kept that because it was a picture of a girl on front. You probably thought it was like
no, it was Pikachu. That's Pikachu on the front.
Jesus, you sick bastard!
But I love how many fucking Pikachus are in this
There's
damn
too many
picture.
Pikachus.
Too many Pikachus.
Too many Pikachus.
Is that it for the Cool Greg effect?
That is it for the Cool Greg effect.
Can you go to twitter.com/CoolGregBot or Kinda Cool Bot?
Yes, I can. Cool. Checking in on the bot.
Because there's an important update with the Cool
An
Greg
update
bot.
On the bot?
Yes. Scroll down. Scroll back up. Hold on.
Hey, Gary would have just subbed. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. You're the best of us all.
Hey, while they're looking for this, if you guys are watching live, guess what? Amazon Prime is a thing. And if you have that, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to us. We love you.
We'll say your name.
After this show's over.
You can find it and then asset it to me, okay?
Yeah, I'm going
to. Or just Slack it to
me. I don't like
me,
this Cool Greg bot.
Me myself.
I feel like it's negative and I hate it.
Well, I don't think it's negative. I just think it's so many
I don't like people
tweets.
That fuck with Cool Greg because I don't think they can ever get Cool Greg. If you fuck with Cool Greg, you just don't get Cool Greg.
I don't think it's fucking with them. It's like, it's a bot.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. With him too. Tim, I slacked you an Echo shirt available on Amazon. It's not perfect. It has unlimited written everywhere, but.
Let's see. Squires in the chat says, between the chat and the show, we got twice the entertainment. That's what we like to do here. It's not quality entertainment. It's just a lot of it.
See, here's the thing. Pull this up, Kev. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I like the colors a lot, obviously.
Please don't wear an Echo shirt.
Oh, I'm 100% getting an
Please.
Echo shirt.
But
like, it needs to be just
this.
The Rhino, though. Yeah. I don't want the...
What was this brand?
It was awesome.
It was
like a hip-hop brand made by like...
Mark Echo himself.
But it was so corporatized,
he tagged
so fast.
On the Air Force One.
Yeah, man.
He tagged on Air Force One?
It was a fake video, but it went hella viral.
Yeah.
Because everyone believed it was real.
So did he start as a street tagger? Is that where his brand came from?
I mean, yeah,
this
sure.
This shit's all bullshit.
It's awesome, dude. Fuck yeah, Echo.
All right, I slacked you the link to the very important.
Mark Echo was in an episode of Entourage, for Christ's sake.
Entourage, great show.
Yeah, but if you were on that show,
you're a douche.
Your career is gone.
Marky Mark was on that show. He produced that show. But he was also on it.
He guested on it because ratings were down and they needed the Marky Mark fuel injection.
All right, so here we go. Bear, this is it.
This is a very important update from the Kinda Cool bot.
Someone made a bot account for me, a lot like me.
The bot has become sentient.
Oh my god. If the bot gets a bot.
He thinks he's the real cool Greg.
Holy shit.
Maybe he is the real cool Greg.
No!
Let's put it this way. If the bot can replace the toilet paper, he's hired.
I love the responses to this tweet though. They're fucking awesome.
Let's scroll down. Thanos. Dials up Thanos. That's funny. Yes. Oh, that's amazing. What a fucking awesome shot.
Damn.
Give me a close.
We watching Terminator 2 today.
Oh my god.
Are we? Is it T2 day?
Maybe.
T2 day?
I will always watch Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is one of the greatest science fiction movies ever made.
Just bought it on a 4K release recently.
Let me tell you something about Terminator 2, Tim.
Before you do, let me tell you that this episode is brought to you by Quip. It's time for spring cleaning. Quip's got an easy way to start with your brushing habits. Just 2 minutes, twice a day, can help pave the way to a healthier mouth and mind. And now the whole family can get refreshed with Quip. With the Quip electric toothbrush, you can show your thanks where it really counts. Sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. I have very sensitive gums, and that's why I'm extremely happy that I finally got my Quip. It's back, baby. What's a new one? But like, it's in, and I brushed with it today, and it felt fantastic.
Did you double down and get the black on black again?
Of course I did.
Yeah,
that's my dude. So good. There's a multi-use cover that works as a stand. It mounts to mirrors and slides over those bristles to pack and protect the Quip on the go. Like when we go to RTX next week. Very excited to pack this toothbrush. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. Nick and Gia have been using theirs. I've been using mine. Greg's been using his. Joey's been using hers.
I've been using mine.
There too. Kevin,
everybody,
step up your Quip life. That's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. Also, shout out to Me Undies. You probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear, so don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies in town? That's why many of us only wear Me Undies. I only wear Me Undies. I'm wearing them right now. They have fun cassettes. It's 80s styled. Maybe a little 80s, 90s influenced, you know what I mean? The cassette's definitely more from the 80s, but the colors of it really like vibe out more 90s Fresh Prince to me. I'm feeling good about them. They're very soft because they're made with the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. I've never been a fan of cotton myself, so this is fantastic news. Not only will you feel your loins are being hugged by joy itself, but MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. If you want the boxer brief with the fly version, you can get those, or you can just do what I do and not do that and just get it where it's just one nice piece of fabric everywhere that I need it to be. To get 50% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Check it out. Barrett, how you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm excited to hear what Nick has to say about T2.
Yeah, same. That movie is just such a classic. I just, like, every once in a while, I just get into, like, how good that movie is. And Alyssa, who's never seen it before, I'm just explaining to her, like, why it's such an important scene when Arnold comes in. Because Arnold was the bad guy in the first
amazing,
one. You
man.
Think that he's going to come and fuck up John Connor. And then he pulls out the fucking shotgun and then says, "Get down." And oh my god,
that's exactly how he says
god.
It. That's
god,
true.
Gia's so
never seen any of the Terminator movies either. And,
oh my god.
And she hasn't been spoiled about the stuff.
Mm.
So I can't.
Are you going to have her watch one and then two immediately after?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah. One day we're double featuring that motherfucker.
I just know the first one is definitely a movie that Alyssa would not like.
Yeah.
Because that one is definitely more of like a. Definitely more suspenseful, whereas 2 is just the perfect action movie. She might like 2, but I think there's still like a lot of like fucked up scenes in 2 that she'll like not get behind. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. People
Pull
in the
up,
chat
Jeff.
Said that I should react to all of the ads that are ever read on Kinda Funny.
That's a lot. Welcome back, Nick. Before we get into a little clickbait, what do you have to say about Terminator 2?
Real quick, Andrew was wondering how much longer we're waiting for. She's got to run an errand.
Oh.
Do we know?
I mean, 20 how long have we been going, Kev?
How long have we been going?
49 minutes.
Yeah, we got maybe another 10, 15.
Andrea.
Okay, she'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back. All right, so here's what I'm going to say about Terminator 2. Okay? This is how fucking much juice James Cameron had at that time. Okay? They went to the fucking heroin, the crack den heroin dens of L.A., and they scraped Axl Rose and the rest of Guns N' Roses off the fucking floor and had them do a song for that movie. Mm-hmm. That's how fucking badass Terminator 2 is.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad song. It's a good song. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Second only to when Shane Black got AC/DC to do a song for The Last Action Hero.
Mm.
Both great songs.
James Cameron understands the power of songs in his hit movies. You know, My Heart Will Go On. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Avatar.
Sell some albums.
I See You.
Okay.
I See You. I See You. Okay. Hey, here's my real question.
Well, Leona Lewis. Where's she at? What's she up to?
Let me ask you this real question, Tim. You got your finger on the pulse of what the kids like out there, right? They call you Tim Pulse Geddes.
Tim Pulse Geddes.
Tim Hyper Pulse Geddes.
Hyper Pulse.
Do people really want to see three more fucking Avatar movies?
No, not just three.
Everyone does.
Four more.
Is it like, do people really give a fuck that much about Avatar? No, right?
Barrett won't shut up about how good
that was when we didn't have superhero movies. Now we have superhero movies. Avatar came out before any of this shit, right?
Even when Avatar came out, it wasn't that great.
No.
True. It's the most
successful. I See You.
I See You.
I See You.
I See You.
Watch out for the rhino.
I just sent something to Assets that you might want to check out. It's just a lot of fun.
Just popping in here to say that Leona Lewis currently touring in the UK because one of my friends is her background vocalist.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Leona Lewis.
She's killing it. She's great.
Leona? Killing the game, dude. Awesome. Bleeding fucking love.
Oh, wow.
Ugh.
Is she one of the girls that was in the trio of people we just talked about with Miley and Ariana Grande?
No. Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I like Lana Del Rey.
So, Kevin, this is from Kevin wants to show you stuff. My dad sent me this, and I have a new favorite video.
I hope it's a bear. What the fuck?
Whoa!
Oh my God.
How did he get all of them? That's dangerous. Glue. He glues that. He puts a little Sharpie with glue on it in their butts.
Right on the hole.
That's dangerous. I don't like this.
What? They're clearly well trained.
That's dog abuse, okay? If it were cats, staple them to the fucking chair. I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
But dogs deserve more of our respect. They are man's best friend. Human's best friend.
We're going to do some clickbait.
Cool. Okay. Tom and Giselle's marriage just keeps getting weirder and weirder. I don't know who they are. Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen.
Yep.
Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Patriots.
Yeah.
And Giselle Bündchen, ex Sports Illustrated model, was dating Leonardo DiCaprio for a while. Kind of broke up his relationship with Bridget Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's like, well, she's, you know, it's Giselle.
Okay.
So you can do that. And now they have super babies that are just the most unbelievably athletic, beautiful children ever.
Wait, what?
They came out of the womb
doing kids,
backflips.
And these two are fucking gorgeous, perfect human beings. So their children are going to rule the world. Tom Brady, of course, a lot of people don't like him, but universally probably upheld as the greatest quarterback
of all
time. You
know how he smiles like this? Like he has no gums?
He has no gums, and he also has the worst haircut imaginable.
Get in here, Barrett. You need to show the people.
He has the worst haircut.
Can we cut to a one, Kev?
The man is a multimillionaire, and they can't get him a fucking good haircut.
I don't like it.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, you were Giselle. Wow. That was good.
Hey, man, I'll play Giselle.
That was your jizz face.
Are you not familiar with Giselle Bündchen?
No.
Google Giselle Bündchen real quick.
Okay.
And try to spell Bündchen. There it is. Bündchens.
I don't like that the U's got some dots on it. Right?
It's got some umlaut.
Umlaut.
I don't like it.
Okay.
That's Giselle. She's like 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just one of the most stunningly.
Can you show this, Kev?
Just Christ.
A lot of
it's the Brazilians. Do you know what I mean? Super baby. Look at this kid. Tell me this kid's not going to grow up to rule the fucking world.
This kid?
Picking its nose. Oh, that's cute. Tell me, I don't want to make fun of kids. That kid's cute. But like, Jesus, Tom Brady, get a haircut. Go take the man to a bar. Go back to that. Okay. Can we go back to that? Can we open it up? Can we undo? Look. He won a Super Bowl.
What's wrong with his hair?
Get a haircut.
Get a fade. His hair looks like it's cut.
He cuts it like a guy who doesn't understand there's a barber shop available. Get a fade on the side. Little fucking dopeness. Little dope action on top. Fade on the side. Bad hair. Type in bad hair. Look at how, look at the that one right there. That's what Ilona looks like. Bad. That's fat. That's good. No, the middle one right there. That's terrible.
I can hear is this it? Picture.
Tom Brady's right, up, one up, one up. That right there is what he normally looks like. Ugh. What the fuck is that? He looks like Theo Vaughn. But
he looks like he's about to get sent off to Tokyo.
Yeah. Looks like someone just shit in his fucking, in his soup. Man, I don't like it. Oh. God, I'm jealous of him.
So, okay, we're going to do this one, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the guess on 15. Tom and Giselle's marriage just keeps getting weirder 15. And weirder. I'm going 7.
I'm going 1.
11. Fuck.
2.
We're already at 2.
Yep.
I thought it was just going to be one of those articles.
All right. Here we go. 7.
11. Yep. 11. 11.
Damn it. 8. Yep.
Yeah. I told you guys this is going to be a long one. I knew it.
8.
Oh, it's in. Shit. But see, look at how good looking this couple was. Leo and Giselle.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a new supermodel 22-year-old girlfriend?
He basically,
years?
I guess, is the person who accepts the application for the Sports Illustrated models, specifically for South America, I believe, is where Leo DiCaprio, that's where his domain is.
He doesn't look great in that picture.
He's...
Don't you dare say a bad word about Leo D.
He parties a lot.
I mean, he's a beautiful man. I love him. A lot of his movies are some of my favorites.
Started watching The Wolf of Wall Street.
Dude, yes.
But it was on TV.
Oh, no.
Still great. But I was like, I immediately went to Netflix because I remember it being on Netflix. And of course, it's not there. It's licensed to whatever. It's like
it's always when you want to watch a movie and then it's gone.
Dude, that movie's so fucking good, though. He's so good. It was like the part where he does the speech where they're taking Mark Echo. Or wait, was it Mark Echo?
No, it was Madden.
Madden. Steve Madden. He's like, this guy. And he does that fucking amazing speech where he's fucking screaming into the microphone and everyone's just jacked like fucking wild animals.
They're he's like about to do like his like going away speech and then last second he decides, I'm not retiring.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
Fun clips time, baby. You can submit your fun clips by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. This one comes from KCV.
Okay.
Gonna bring this video back. You're welcome. I want Eva Green to suffocate me with her boobs. What?
I don't know why that says that. Cool.
Right? And what was her sister? A princess! The Wicked Witch of the East, bro! You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong? She wore a crown and she came down in a bubble, dog!
Fuck, dude, I've met this guy so many times!
Get educated! Grow up!
So his argument is that the Wicked Witch is also a princess? Is that what
obviously.
It is?
Obviously.
Because the Wicked Witch of the Good Witch, Glinda, is a princess. I don't remember her being a princess. She's just the Good Witch, and she had a tiara on. This guy's totally wrong.
Look.
Debate me.
No one knows either way. Like, we've only ever watched
the argument
movie.
Is so, like, just enough out of context. Yeah. You don't know exactly what the argument
great.
Is.
I love it.
But it's still
was
so
good.
Fucking
That
funny.
Was amazing. That was great. Thank you for that.
This one comes from Pedro.
Oh. Yeah.
I added drums to the cat playing a drum solo in his sleep.
All right. This is amazing.
This is really good.
Okay. So here's what I'm gonna say.
Say it, dude.
I came in here with a lot of energy. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it neutral. Sometimes energy is neutral. But I'm gonna amend my prior statement about cats being the Satan spawn. Okay. I'm going to amend it. Slide them at asterisks by it. Go down to the bottom of the page. What's it say? That kitten was cute.
That was a cute kitten.
Okay, that was a cute kitten.
Cute kitten approved. Okay. That was the kitten of the day.
Kittens in general. I mean, I feel like that further proves the fact that, yes, cats are Satan's spawns.
Right.
Because kittens are fucking adorable.
Right.
And they're awesome. And they always,
and you think,
always turn into pieces of shit.
Horrible pieces of shit.
Horrible pieces of shit.
Just,
they don't respect you.
They hate you.
They don't respect the
your
shit
furniture.
You own. You know how many of my shirts have fucking
spooch?
Cat bites in them?
Okay. Yeah. We were on this different page. We were on the same page all the way up to that last part. I thought Thomas was like, just firing knuckle rockets all over your shirts.
Oh my God. All right. Cool.
Oh, my death.
This one comes from Alec Bobco.
Oh, this is cute. See, look at this. They thought a dog had to dance. Can a cat do that? Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Dude, she's being risky right here.
Can a cat do this?
Yeah, I was doing some shit we ain't never seen before.
Can a cat do this? That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa. That's dope, man.
Look at his little shoes.
Oh, shit. Little back kick action.
Damn. Okay, this sucks.
I'm into it. Alec Bobko.
Is he wearing shoes?
Also, no, I think
he's... Are those his paws?
I think...
No, he might be wearing little pads.
Oh, my God. He's fucking... He's got like a salsa vibe to him, that
dude,
dog.
Dude, he has
like
some
like a South American, like, eat tu mama también vibe to him. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, this also comes from Alec Bobko.
Okay. This is amazing. Oh, we've seen this one before.
Oh.
Oh, oh, that kid is dead. That, oh, he's alive. He's alive.
Landed
okay.
At the end.
That's awesome. That's fucking hilarious. All
right. Oh, that was good.
Great. That was super great, guys.
This one comes from Rafe Moons.
No, I don't think so.
You know? Okay.
Because he submitted the last link you have up.
Oh, my bad. Nanobiologist sent one of the other ones, and then Alec Bobko sent the last two. So this one comes from...
I think also Alec Bobko.
This is also Alec Bobko.
Can you get rid of that bottom banner?
No, I can't.
Okay.
What's
full screen the image video, maybe?
Get yourself a glass of water and an egg.
Okay.
Get yourself a battery that looks like this.
Okay, get
a little. Take the gorilla nipple looking end and rub it on the egg.
Okay. Okay.
For like
did you say gorilla
seconds.
Nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
drop the battery into the water gently. Salt, three shakes. One, two, three. And then that's it. Take a banana and stir it up. Add three drops of soy sauce. It should look like this. Take any metal fork. Can't have a rubber handle. It's got to be metal. And watch. Watch this. No!
What the fuck?
Oh, dude! It worked!
That was pretty cool.
What did that remind you of?
Science.
What did that remind me of?
Yeah, that video. Did it remind you of your favorite YouTube channel from about 8 years ago? The how-to science or whatever it was.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you. That, is that guy still doing stuff?
I don't think he is.
God,
is
please
called?
Google it. Yeah,
how-tos.
The guy that was like, here's what you're going to do, and then it would just be utter chaos. God. How-to science, I think is what it was, yeah. I hope he's still doing shit.
No, it's no. Not how-to science. Damn it.
I think I'm still subscribed to him. Hold on, I'll find it.
How-to?
I must still be subscribed to this human being.
It was how to something.
They were like a weird European channel, right? Where it was like, here's how you make fucking egg. And it was like no narration whatsoever.
And just like, oh, how to basic.
How
that's
to basic.
What it was.
13 million subscribers. Yeah, I think they're still doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how to make a wedding cake.
Oh,
is.
We're going to get claimed for this.
Should we not show it then? Or at least kill the music.
Well, I'm sure that music's like free.
Well, yeah, I know. But we don't need to have like. One more thing triggering this.
Okay, okay.
This isn't like they used to be.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
Go watch How To Basic. You need to hear the sounds and shit.
Oh, he's the best. And it just goes crazy. He's going to throw it against the wall. I guarantee. Oh, there's the doll. He gets the dolls. Yeah. He's always dolls with this guy.
Man, the internet's such a weird place.
It's this guy.
Very,
I got to go back in. I got
weird.
Yeah.
13 million followers, huh?
Because
yeah.
It's brilliant.
Is it?
It's cathartic, at least. It's you know what it is, Kevin? It's catharsis.
It's one of those things, trust me, it's funnier than this seems. Like, if you investigate a little bit, you'll find yourself.
He uses a lot of dolls, and he's not afraid to make a mess. And I'll say that right now. And some of it has, it's wild.
All right, Rafa Moon sends in this one, saying the KF football team has some competition.
God fucking
damn
it.
Oh, the Milwaukee Milkman. Well, I'll say this to you guys. Fuck you, Milwaukee Milkman, because you're about to get a strong dose of Milk Mommy in your mouths.
God, why'd you have to say it like that?
No, that's the right way to say
That's the right way to say it. If you don't think we're taking the Milk Mommy brand fucking international, okay, yeah. You got another thing coming to you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay? Milk Mommy is forever.
Nick,
it is a brand that has withstood the test of at least 6 months to 8 months of time.
And that's a big deal for us.
That's a huge deal for us because I can't remember shit yet from yesterday.
Brand, you have to go hard.
You got to go hard.
Threats need to get made.
We are going to be the kind of funny Milk Mommies.
Okay, Connor sends this one in and says, start at the 3-minute mark.
No, this is already breaking my rule.
What rule?
It's got to be a fun clip. We don't start at the fucking middle of it. Fun clip, not fun start at 3 minutes in, Connor.
But that's okay, though. As long as
it's not okay with me, Tim.
God, I hate you.
Okay.
It's going to be fucking worth it.
Oh, shit. It's worth it.
Wait, hold on. Pause it. Should we like put up spoiler bros or something?
For Endgame?
No.
I'm double checking.
If you haven't seen Endgame by now, you're not a fan of ours.
Yeah, all of this is literally in the trailers. No. Did you see the commercial they put out yesterday, Kev? That's for the home video release. It's the whole movie.
It should be. Everyone's seen it. It made $3 billion.
Alright, this is taking way too
this
long.
This is great.
Cool.
I mean,
this is cool, but it's taking way too long.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
This is amazing.
God, this reminds me so much of Toy Story on the Super Nintendo.
Meek. God, that song. Who did it? Is it Hans Zimmer?
No, Alan Silvestri.
Fuck, he's so good. This song is so good, and it goes on for so long.
God, it's so good.
This is awesome.
Oh, why was it Randy Newman?
That's
yes, dude.
That's great. Also, if you haven't seen the movie, that's a huge spoiler, Kevin. We probably should have put out a spoiler, bros.
I hate you so fucking much.
Oh, fuck.
This one comes from Toby Blue.
Oh, shit.
That was quick, too.
How what? Did you get?
I said that was quick, oh. too.
That was fast. Oh. One more time. Boom! Fucking took it down. That's a good takedown.
Oh my god.
Oh god, that was good. Jesus.
Alright, let's stop watching. It's making me uncomfortable.
Oh shit.
That was amazing.
Alright, this one comes from Eli. Oh, we already watched it.
This one.
This also comes from Eli.
Oh, this is insane.
Yes.
This is insane. This clip, wait, pause it. Pause. Read the title of this first, everyone.
Using science to open the gates of hell.
The gates of hell. This is from Ronnie Chang. What the fuck? Who's cleaning this up?
Science go far here.
Science goes so far here.
What happened here?
It just made foam.
Oh my god, it just keeps going.
That's insane.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, that's nuts. I want to jump through it.
Do you? I don't want to touch
it. It's like probably sticky.
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
It's like hot. There's like heat coming off of it.
Yeah, yeah, hot, super heat. Hot. There's another reaction that is very similar, except for the foam turns black and like steams.
Do you guys?
Terrifying.
Let's shoot Mentos and Diet Coke at Andy when he's not here. Like when he's not looking. How do you guys feel about that?
This one comes from Matt from Memphis.
Oh, no, wait, pause it. Is this another goddamn dog thinking he's better than us?
It's a Jenga legend, dude.
Is this fucking dog think he's better than us? Because Andy and I have proven that we're better than dogs at Mouth Jenga.
It's a simple game when you're good.
Fuck you, dog. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no,
dude. Oh.
Again, if you want to see two adult human men master the fine art of Mouth Jenga, go back and watch KFAF from yesterday. Andy and I... First, there he is, burn blue. There, what do you got to say? What do you got to say for yourself? There it is, nothing.
I mean, we killed it.
We crushed it.
But here's the thing, like, again, you cheated, though.
I mean, it turned, look, here's, I'll be the first person to say, you're better that I won.
He got you, dude.
Again,
you guys didn't kill it, Andy lost.
Exactly, Andy sucks. We had the judge there, the judge did not count it, and like I always say, if the judge didn't catch it, if the ref didn't catch it, it's
how
a fair play,
cheat?
Fair
how
catch.
You can't take from the top two rows.
What?
No, you can't take from a row that's not completed.
No, you can't take from a row underneath a row that's not completed.
So go watch KFAF and find out for yourselves.
Let us know.
YouTube.com/kindoffunny. This last one comes from Lee Polero.
You're all bullshit. It's all
foul tipped ball ends up in umpire's pocket. What?
Oh, I've seen this. This is great. This is an old clip. That's pretty amazing.
That's some magic shit right there.
That's how they all should go. Wow. If that shit happened more often, I would actually consider watching baseball.
Baseball's cool.
It's so boring.
That's so fucking, much fun to go.
It's so fucking so boring. Weird. God,
well, now time to talk to the chat.
So boring. Jimco said Nick cheated. I again, Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but the ruling stands. Shit happens during a fight and a competition of sport, and you got to go with the ruling on the field. And the ruling on the field stands.
Why would you go with a fight and then ruling on the
because
field?
Sometimes people do stupid shit in fights and the ref doesn't catch it.
No, I understand that, but then don't say field.
Because it's also ruling on the field.
You can fight on a field,
football.
Kevin.
You can.
What sport fights on a field?
Have you never fought on a field?
That's not fighting.
It's a
I've
sport,
heard it both
though.
Ways.
I hate you guys.
Give me some questions, guys.
Some dirty, nasty questions. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Sapphire Diamond Ruby says, when you get a chance, you should YouTube. Thank you for being a friend, Bill Gates. I like to think Bill Gates actually edited the video himself. Guarantee he didn't, but I will Google that. Thank you. Paul Rudd is in Ghostbusters, said someone. It said Phantom 2301.
Can you just leave it for screencast? What is wrong with you?
Look it. Is he really?
Yeah, he's been cast.
That's the best. That's the best news ever.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Let's see. Salty CSC13 says, who's watching the Women's World Cup? If it's soccer, I am not watching it.
Nanobiologist says, are you guys going to see Endgame again this weekend? I really want to, but the re-release isn't in AMC theaters for some reason.
And Tim thinks he's too good to pay for it.
Well, I just don't want to pay to go watch it in a
They're doing it at Metreon.
The re-release?
Yep. Because it had the new re-release poster, and it had it
When did you see that?
Like an hour ago.
Okay, maybe they added it today.
I booked a 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Iman in D.C. said, can KFAF do a, quote, are you eligible to go to E3 2020 challenge with Greg?
Maybe what? Not.
Are you eligible to go to E3 2020 challenge with Greg? Can we do that next week with him?
Do the challenge? What would that
He's not
challenge?
Eligible to go to E3. It's a challenge to see which one of us is eligible, and Greg is the one that's
gotcha,
not.
Gotcha.
Because he's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Da, 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 da. They're adding screenings across the week, says CRS_1. Let's see. Axel360 in the chat says, Nick, was KFAF behind Greg's E3 ban? No, we're not that smart or tenacious. But, you know.
I love that he got banned. I hate so that it's going to be a fucking headache for us to deal with. E3's just
Will
been,
it be?
Been such assholes.
They like, dude, they didn't let me this year. Like, they
yeah, no, you got.
They denied my fucking application.
The behind-the-scenes thing
year.
Is the only people originally that got approved to go to
going
E3,
yeah.
Were me and Cool Greg.
Yeah.
Not even Greg Miller. Makes and they had to be like, no, no, no.
No fucking sense.
Wrong Greg.
ESA. ESA? No rhyme or reason to the show anymore. This is what I'm saying. It's dead. Everything should just be at Comic-Con. I said it. Let it all go to Comic-Con. Comic-Con is amazing. Have you seen these?
No.
These deepfakes are getting fucking scary. They did a deepfake with Stallone as the Terminator instead of Schwarzenegger. To be fair, though, Stallone never had that definition in his shoulders.
There you go.
Give me your clothes, your boots, your motorcycles.
That came from Michael James 619 in the Chittity chat.
Rob McGill just says, hey man, I got a solution for you. Just send Nitro Rifle next year. I would love it. I would love if we just sent Andy to E3 next year.
Just,
let him
just
see all the games.
Nick and Andy, the two of you. KFAF.
Rob,
we're
going
E3.
It's going to be great. KFAF right. E3 special.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. Thank you very much for exploring the internet with us today. Tomorrow, you can watch Kind of Funny Screencast. That'll be fun, too. It's going to be great for everybody.
We're going to talk about Paul Rudd and Ghostbusters and some trailers.
Wow.
And what's out on all the platforms that you have.
Wow.
And some you don't.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.